Rick. Our lines are open. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And our lines are up, so if you can call in, go ahead. The lines are fixed on this end. I want to talk about the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. Trump put out a statement yesterday saying that his team and he are, quote, cooperating, end quote, with the FBI. Well, when the FBI and other people from the NSA met with him a year ago demanding the documents back, they gave him 15 boxes, and none of them were the really highly classified documents that the government knows are gone. And it's alleged falsely told them that's all they had, and some of the documents were ripped up. The government didn't believe him. Now, if you're dealing with somebody, if you're dealing with a target whom you trust, you can send a subpoena. Say, turn this stuff over, and if you trust them, they turn it over. Use a search warrant when you do not trust the target of what you're doing. You do not trust them. And no one trusts Donald Trump. There'll be an inventory, it's required by law, of what they took. You know, they can't just go in and take stuff and you don't know what they took. In most cases, the inventory will say, you know, 2 pounds of drugs, emails about sales of drugs, blah, 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 that kind of thing. In this case, what do you do if some of the documents taken are the most highly classified documents we have in government? What if he took things about targets of nuclear strikes in the event of war? What if there were documents that, even if they don't refer to an undercover agent, nevertheless have information in them that would let a foreign enemy figure out who that agent was? What if it's embarrassing material on foreign leaders? What if it's embarrassing material on Prince William or Macron of France or Merkel, now Schultz, of Germany? If this gets out and they know that it's in America's possession, it can hurt alliances. It can also give valuable information to our enemies. Now, you're not going to put that in an inventory. You're not going to say, well, we went in, we took these documents, and here's what they said, because they're classified. So there will be two inventories. One inventory will be unclassified documents or any object that they took. Another one will be itself secret, will be filed in court for the judge's eyes only, and it'll be redacted, and it will not give information. You can say it's unusual to search the premises of a former president, but this former president has showed on repeated occasions that he has betrayed us to Russia, in some cases shooting his mouth off, but in some cases on purpose. And he's capable of blackmail. If he has a document that would really cripple the United States, he's capable of using that in negotiations with Merrick Garland so as not to get prosecuted in return for not disclosing it. An interesting fact that came out last night: one very experienced FBI agent said, if you see dogs on leashes used by the FBI, you know, they're not there sniffing for drugs. Apparently, they've trained dogs to sniff for electronics. That means, and we don't know what the search warrant said, does the search warrant provide that you have to be very specific in a search warrant. You can't just take a guy's phone. You have to say, I want his phone. That's where we think this evidence of criminality is. Or we want documents, that kind of thing. Are they going to take computers? Are they going to take phones? What if they're hidden? That's why they would have dogs. I'm going to be very curious to see if there were dogs in there. But that's the kind of thing that's going on. Trump has hired a lawyer named John Rowley, former federal prosecutor. He represented Congressman Scott Perry, a guy from Pennsylvania, was one of the architects of the fraudulent scheme to overturn the election. He's represented other senior Trump officials. There is a characteristic of this investigation, that most people haven't centered on. And that is, alone almost among crimes, we're going to the lines. Who do we have on the line? I'm glad they're up again. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
I didn't want to interrupt that important statement that you were saying, so please continue as soon as I hang up, will you please? And good morning, Matt, and thank you for the great job you're doing. And I hope everybody gets out and votes. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I was so excited, I couldn't turn the TV off. I was looking at all the different stations, coverages, everything that they were doing at Mar-a-Lago. Then I was sitting there, and I was looking at the Republicans, and I thought, the way that they were playing this out, oh, this is so unfair, and the statements that Trump made was idiotic. Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Scotty Walker broke the law, and they were investigating, and that woman that worked for him, you know, they knocked at her door, you know, and was very polite, because guess what? It was on tape, and she was running around saying how nasty they were to her and how, you know, how they just, you know, they were banging on her door, and it was amazing. And then when the truth came out, the tape of the way that she was really treated, it was amazing to me. Republican, I'm sorry, but, you know, this pains me to say negative things about Republicans, because I used to have a lot of respect for them, and they were respectful years ago. You know, at age 67, I've been watching lots of politics and watching it live. And I have to say something, and I hope people who are supporting these yahoos to start watching live. Watch them when they're supposed to be working on bills or they're supposed to be working for the people. All they do is fight and obstruct. They've never tried to work on health care. They're just so negative on health care. They're negative on Social Security and Medicare. They're negative on taxing the wealthiest or making people pay a little bit of taxes who are living off the fat of the land and off the people and their health. You know, in all honesty, you know, people don't want pipelines that break underneath their water systems. But oh, no, we got a guy that's running.
Right, no, you're on a roll, Jean, and I agree with what you have to say. I'm especially interested in your good comments on the search at Mar-a-Lago. And the fact is, the most disturbing part of this is that the Republican Party almost unanimously, except for people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, have, and Fox News in particular, the people that are doing this, have attacked, quote, Democrats, end quote, for this. Trump tried to equate the FBI with Democrats, even though he appointed the head of this FBI, Chris Wray. He's a Trump guy. And Trump claims that it's retaliation for his running in 2024. What he's getting at, and this is not the Democratic idea, this is the statute. The statute provides that if you commit a felony by stealing classified documents like this, you may not run for public office again. The idea is that if you have a mole, a Russian mole, Chinese mole, North Korean, Iranian, whoever our enemy is, back in the 1940s, it would have been a Japanese mole or a Nazi mole, and you sniff him out, they've stolen these documents, they can't run for office. Now, normally that would be a no-brainer. I mean, who would vote for these guys? So Trump's going, well, if they force me to give back these top secret documents I stole, then I won't be able to run for office again, and I won't be able to run for president. That's a statute that was passed by Democrats and Republicans and signed by presidents. That is the law. That is the law. And you have Paul Gosar saying that it's time to crush and destroy the FBI. The CPAC conference, they said they want to defund the FBI. They're the ones that want to defund the police. They're the ones that want to defund law enforcement, attack our CIA, attack our NSA. They are the ones. I'm going to get back to that inventory. What do you do if some of the documents he took deal with nuclear strikes, compromise information on foreign leaders who are friendly to us, compromising information that may not disclose the mole who gave it to us, but would give sufficient identifying data so that person could be arrested and tortured in China, Iran, or anywhere else, Russia? What do you do? What do you do? The 15 boxes of lightly classified material he gave back as a trick, as a ruse, that itself was a criminal offense. A lot of them torn up, but he still has stuff. They don't trust him, and that's why there was this search. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.